Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. How you doing today, Karen?
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court hearings and exactly what a judge can answer about views on a specific issue.
They really can't, and it's frustrating because we all want to know, what do you think of the Affordable Care Act? What do you think of abortion? But the problem is that when you're a judge, you are supposed to put aside your personal views, your religious views, and you're supposed to rule on the issue at hand. And I give an example, you know, let's just say that there is a law that comes down that says that you have to pick up litter on your neighbor's property. And I say to, as a judge, I think that's really a good rule because I don't like litter and I like the environment. And I think that's really a good rule to make people do that. But then as I look at the history of the legislation and I look at the Constitution, I realize it's an unconstitutional rule. And even though I like that rule, even though I would love to have that be part of my world as a person and as a judge, I have to overturn that, and I have to say that that's unconstitutional because that is my oath. That is what I have to analyze. So the difference between someone's views and their religious morals is very different from the decisions that a judge makes.
And, you know, as you watch these hearings, it seems like what you get mostly are political speeches from the senators on both sides.
Right.
And you don't hear that much from the candidate. But is it fair at all to ask a candidate about religious views?
It is. There is a part of the Constitution that interestingly says that you cannot require someone to swear to a religious test. So that being said, you can still maybe not, you know, and I think they're kind of being careful with her and they're not saying, as a Catholic, do you believe in this? They're kind of asking her directly about the issues. So certainly you want to make sure that someone's religious views are not going to determine how they view on things and rule on things. Like, for instance, Justice Scalia was a very staunch Catholic, so they say, and he voted in favor of the death penalty almost across the board. So again, he put aside his views apparently to have those rulings. But it is fair. I think it's fair because I think the public wants to know, are your views so strong that you cannot see past them?
And this term keeps coming up, textualist, and I'm not sure I understand what that means. Is it a conservative view of the Constitution?
It's a conservative view of the Constitution, but it doesn't always result in a conservative result. Textualist and originalist kind of mean like you look at the text of the Constitution. What do the actual words say and what do they mean? And the people who believe in that kind of interpretation don't believe the Constitution is a living, breathing document. They don't extrapolate what it would mean now all these years later. So they go back and they look at what it meant at the time and then interpret it that way. And again, that kind of interpretation can result in all kinds of things. It can uphold laws that are liberal. It can strike down laws that are conservative. But it's the way of looking at it. Whereas people who don't do that, judges who don't do that, will say, well, what's the practical ramification? And what did it mean then? But what does it mean now in light of the ramifications of having this law upheld or stricken down?
Are people jumping the gun in absolutely saying that the Affordable Care Act, Roe v. Wade, death penalty, all going to be overturned?
No, you can't say that because she is still going to have to look at the law. And I think she did a pretty good job of saying that the Affordable Health Care Act was upheld based upon there was a mandate. The mandate said that people who didn't get the health insurance had to pay, and that was deemed to be a tax. And that was why it was upheld. Well, now there is no such mandate. So now do we strike down the whole law? Do we strike down just a portion of it? Do we strike down laws in certain states but not other states? But this doesn't necessarily mean that just because she didn't like the way the ruling came down, that the whole thing is going to be stricken. Again, same with abortion. She has to abide by past precedent. And if she's going to overturn past precedent or any other judge is going to overturn it, they have to have very, very good reason as to why they're going to do it.
Karen, politics aside, as a lawyer, is there anything about her qualifications that cause you concern?
I I like her background. I like the fact that she has children. I think it's great to have people with diversity on the bench. She's been a judge for 3 years. That's not a long time to be a judge. And she's on our Seventh Circuit here in Chicago, actually. Even though she's from Indiana, the Seventh Circuit encompasses that area. That's not a long time to be a judge, but she has spent a lot of time in academia, which is very similar to what the Supreme Court does, which is analyze. So I'd say she's not an experienced judge, but I think she's a very, very smart, well-qualified academic, and she seems like a good person, and I just hope for the best, and I hope that she puts aside whatever her preconceived notions are and does a good job on the bench.
That would be good for everybody. Last week, we talked a little about judges, and everybody runs into this. You look in at the ballot, and you don't know what you're doing there as far as the judges. It's really impossible to know about all of them, but you have some really good sources to get judicial evaluations, and tell us again how we can reach you, and then you can get our listeners those lists.
Sure. There's two really good spots. One is called Injustice Watch, injusticewatch.org, and then you just click on Judicial Elections Guide. The other one is the Illinois State Bar Association.org, ISBA.org, Judicial Evaluations. And when you look at these sites, you can actually go to, you know, the judges in your county, and you can put it on your desk, and you can, if you're voting from home, or you can bring it into the polling booth, there's no problem doing that, and it will tell you, after hundreds of hours of evaluations with lawyers about these judges, they do an excellent job of determining who are the good judges and who are the bad judges.
We need to know that. People are going to want that information you just gave repeated. Can they just email you?
Yes, you can email me at WGN at AskKarenConti.com. That's KarenConti. And I will send you those two links and another link for Cook County. It's more specific to Cook County if that's where you are. So it's WGN at AskKarenConti.com.
Great. Appreciate that, Karen. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Take care.